touch my breast, husband. I love your hand on my breast. I love your hands on my body. So firm and strong, like you own me. So sleepy, but I don't mind. Yes, husband, yes. Squeeze my breast. Oh, yes, I'm your wife. You own me. You do own me. Touch me, husband. Touch me. Oh, spreading my thighs for you. I'm so wet for you, husband. So wet. Take me, husband. Fuck me, husband. Fuck my wet cunt. Oh. You're being rough with my breast. Don't be too rough. Husband? Husband, why are you leaning over me? You're not my husband. What are you doing? It's you. It's you. But I don't understand. Why are you in my bedroom? Why is your hand on my breast? Why am I naked? Why is my slip on the bed next to me? Did you take it off me? How dare you? Yes, yes, I know you can probably smell my arousal. I was dreaming of my husband. Yes, it was an erotic dream. My little nipple is swollen and aroused under your palm because I was dreaming of him. Yes, my breasts are heaving. Yes, strands of my hair damp with sweat across my face. Because I was dreaming of being fucked by your best friend, my husband, the man I love. What do you mean you want me? That you've always wanted me? Yes, yes, I do know you've wanted me. Of course I've seen how you look at me. I've seen how you stare at me at parties, at dinners my husband throws for his friends. Sometimes you made me blush so, watching me like you want to devour me. Like you want to throw me down on the table, send the dishes clattering to the floor, rip the dress off my tight little body, force open my thighs and fuck me in front of my husband. I bet you were thinking that I'm so much smaller than you, that I couldn't possibly buck you off of me, that if you slammed me down hard on that table and thrust your hard, savage cock inside me, all I could do would be to whimper and squirm and writhe as you took me. How your eyes have burned me. I know you've imagined squeezing my breasts the way you're doing now, fondling me, enjoying me, forcing me. I saw you that one time. I know you stumbled into the hall that night, after a really late dinner, when we thought you'd already left. And you found my husband pressing me to the wall with his powerful, muscled hips between my thighs and his palms on my breasts, bruising my throat with his kisses. I know you heard me moan for him. My eyes were closed as he fondled me and made me feel like the sexiest woman alive. Like a woman who needs to be fucked. Like a woman men need to fuck. A woman men crave fucking. I rubbed my hot, wet cunt against his bulge and he took a fistful of my hair and forced my head back and I whimpered sweetly for him and opened my eyes. And at that moment, glancing over his shoulder, I saw you. I saw you watching us, standing in the hall of our house, your eyes glazed with wine and lust, your cock outlined, hot and hard in your pants, like it was straining to get at me. I saw how you wanted me, how you wanted to fuck me, how you wanted to take me, roughly, pounding my ass against the wall, bruising my hips with your thrusts, the way your best friend was about to. You wanted to be the man who was ravaging me, the man who was fucking me like his bitch in heat. I saw it in your eyes. Did you stagger home that night and unleash that hard, massive cock and stroke it, thinking of me. Thinking of your best friend's sweet, voluptuous wife. Did you grip and stroke and play with that cock, thinking the whole time of shoving it inside me, of fucking me? Did you close your eyes and imagine forcing me to moan for you, to come for you? Did you think about my tight, wet cunt gripping your cock while you spilled your cum that night? I bet you've jerked off imagining me every night since. I bet you've come again and again thinking of fucking your best friend's wife, of using her, forcing me to give you pleasure, forcing me to clench around your cock. Until just the thought of me, just a glimpse of me, just hearing my voice, leaves you hard as a rock. Is that what you've done? Is it? So of course you waited until my husband was away. You waited until I was all alone in this big house, sleeping in this big soft bed, naked except for a sheer little slip, tossing and turning in the hot summer night, soaking my sheets with sweat as I dreamed of my husband, his hands on me, his mouth on me, his hard, thick cock inside me, enjoying me, breeding me. God, how my husband can fuck a woman. I thought you were him. How long were you watching me while I slept? Did you hear me cry out for him? Were you standing there, listening while I moaned for him? Did you hear your best friend's wife moaning in heat? Did you hear your best friend's wife beg for his cock? How long did you wait before you tugged my slip down below my breasts and watched them moving softly in the moonlight with my breathing? Watch my nipples pucker and swell in the night air. How long before you slid that sheer fabric down slowly over my hips, being so careful not to wake me? How long before you slid my slip down my legs and bared my soft, smooth pussy and my swollen, throbbing clit? How long were you staring at my naked, married body? How long did you watch me? How long did you stand there by the bed, by my husband's bed, by your best friend's bed, where he fucks his wife and makes her scream with pleasure? How long did you watch my breasts lift and fall and my soft little pussy get wetter and wetter as I dreamed of him? How long did you wait before leaning in to breathe softly, warmly across my nipple, arousing me, making me think my husband was near? How long did you wait before taking my breasts in your hands, feeling their soft, warm flesh in your grip? Did you feel my heartbeat under my naked, vulnerable breast as you squeezed, as you plundered me while I slept? Did you feel my heart beat for my husband? For your best friend? Oh, God. How long did you fondle me with your warm, brutal hands while I dreamed of my husband? Did you dip your face near my thighs and breathe in my scent? Did you smell my need for him? Did you smell his hot, fuckable little wife? Did you smell me getting wet? Did you smell how I needed him to fuck my wet little cunt? Do you smell my arousal now? Does your best friend's wife smell like she needs to be fucked? Did you touch my lips with your fingers or with your lips while I slept, while I dreamed? Did you watch my lips part with gasps of pleasure when I thought you were him, when I thought he was touching me in my sleep? Yes, I am so wet for him. My husband knows how to fuck a woman. I love how he fucks me. He's the only man who ever has, and the only man who ever will. I love him. I love my husband. And he trusts you. You're his friend. How can you do this? God, the way you're looking at me. Like you want to ravage me. Like you want to fuck me. Like you want to rape me. No. I won't let you. I'll fight you. I belong to him. I'm not yours. Let go of me. Let go of my breast. Take your hands off of me. No, don't squeeze my breast. How dare you? Get off of me. Why are you doing this? I'm his wife. You can't just come into our house while he's away and touch me. No, no, please stop touching me. Stop touching me. Oh, no, don't touch me like that. Not there. Not between my thighs. Oh, God. Yes, yes, I know I'm wet. I told you I was dreaming of him. I was dreaming of his hard, magnificent cock inside me. I was dreaming of your best friend. You can't just sneak in here while I'm dreaming and touch my wet little cunt as you please. How can you be doing this to me? Stop. No, I'm not going to open my thighs. Let go of me. No, don't force them open. Don't. Oh, God. I can't close my legs. You're too strong. Get off me. Get off me. No, don't you dare kiss me. Only my husband kisses me. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. How dare you kiss me? And how dare you kiss me rougher and more hungrily than he does, you brute. You... You bit my lip. Oh, God, get off. Get off. No, no. Don't you press that hard, thick cock against my thigh. Stop, stop. Oh, God, no. Don't rub it against my cunt. Oh. Let go of my hands. Yes, I know my breasts are bouncing for you because I'm struggling. I am not going to let you have me. Only my husband's cock can be inside me. Not yours. Not yours. Let me go. Ah, yes, I bit you, you brute. You can't just ravage your best friend's wife. Yes, I'm soaked, but you are not going to sink that massive cock into my tight, wet cunt. You're bigger than he is. Oh, God, you'll break me. Don't. You're not going to fuck my wet cunt. You're not going to fuck me until I clench down on your thick, brutal cock. You are not going to fuck me until I come. Squealing with pleasure for my husband's best friend. You are not. You are not. I'll scream. My husband might not hear me, but someone will. Someone will stop you. You brute. Let go of my hands. Let go of my hands. Get that huge cock away from my cunt. No, no, do not pick up my night slip. You're not going to stuff that in my mouth. Don't. I'm thrashing my head. No, no. Help. Help. My husband's best friend is fucking me. Help. He's raping me. Fondle my breast. Oh, God, what did you do? Oh, you just raped your best friend's wife. You fucked his wife. You held me down and smothered my cries and fucked me. You fucked me. You came in me. You filled me with your cock. You pounded me with that hard, powerful cock until I screamed with pleasure. You made me come. You made me come for you, gripping your cock, arching my back under my captor and screaming. You did that to me. You fucked my wet cunt and made me come. You brute. You fucked my wet cunt. Oh, God, what if you got me pregnant? I'm your best friend's wife. What if you knocked me up? How could you? How could... Oh, God. Where are you going? You just fucked your best friend's wife. And you're gonna leave me leaking your cum onto his bed? Leaking your cum on these sheets where my husband makes love to me? You animal. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm alone. I'm naked on my husband's bed. And my thighs are sticky with my ravager's cum. My wet, hot cunt is still sore where he fucked me. My lip is bleeding from his rough kiss. Oh, and I've never been so turned on, so hot. I want to touch myself. Oh, my ravager. I want to make myself come again, remembering you raping me. Oh, God. What am I gonna do? Oh, what am I gonna do? Please don't force me. Don't rape me. You can't fuck your best friend's wife. You can't fuck me. You're too big. No. You animal. You beast. You can't do this to me. You can't ravage me. Oh. Oh, no. No, don't fuck my wet cunt. Don't fuck my wet cunt. Fuck. I'm so wet. Fuck, I'm so wet. I'm so wet. Ravage me. Ravage me. Ravage me. No, no, don't make me pregnant. Don't make me pregnant. Don't. Please, please don't make me pregnant. Don't come in me. Don't come inside me. Don't come in me. Don't come in me. Don't come in me.